Recorded Books and RB Digital present Antiques Fire Sale, A Trash and Treasures Mystery by Barbara Allen, narrated by Janine Bartel. From a Playground Song. Brandy's quote, "Liar, liar, pants on fire, nose as long as a telephone wire." From William Shakespeare, Henry V. Mother's quote, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention." Chapter 1, in which Vivian faces the music and Brandy plays second fiddle. On this beautiful fall afternoon in Serenity, our small, picturesque town nestled on the banks of the Mississippi River, I would much rather have been doing almost anything else. This was, after all, Monday, the only day of the week that our antique shop, Trash and Treasures, is closed, and accompanying Mother to the courthouse on any day is not my idea of a good time. But Vivian Bourne, a.k.a. Mother, had been instructed to appear before the county commissioner to answer questions regarding some unorthodox actions she'd used a few weeks ago on her first case on the job as the newly elected sheriff of Serenity County. Mother is in her mid-70s, of Danish stock, widowed, bipolar, and quite attractive despite large, out-of-date eye-magnifying glasses. She is also a legendary local thespian, but an even more legendary local amateur sleuth, and a legend in the making as our new county sheriff. I am, by the way, Brandy Bourne. 33, blonde by choice, a Prozac-popping prodigal daughter who, post-divorce, my bad, crawled home from Chicago to live with my mother, seeking solitude and relaxation, but finding myself the frequent, if reluctant, accomplice in her mystery-solving escapades, now having to chauffeur her around in the sheriff's SUV since she had lost her driver's license. And I don't mean the plastic ID card, which actually she still carries, but which is stamped revoked. Note to Brandy from Mother. Dear, you seem to have lifted our personal profiles from the previous book, which was lifted from the one before that, which I believe is called plagiarism. And I would also advise you not to use such unwisely and unwieldy convoluted sentences. Note to Mother from Brandy. Maybe I did plagiarize myself, but if so, I won't sue me. Besides, this time I added that you were sheriff and I was your driver. Note to Brandy from Mother. Still, I think our profiles need freshening up. Editor to Vivian and Brandy. Ladies, get on with it. Mother, riding figurative shotgun, was attired in a tan jumpsuit of her own design, because the official shirt and pants were too scratchy and didn't stretch. I, behind the wheel, wore a rust-colored sweater, brown slacks, and beige suede booties, none of which were my own design. Right now, she was saying, I do hope Commissioner Gordon will go easy on me. Okay, Batman aficionados. Snicker if you must, but that is his last name. I secretly hoped the commissioner would begin impeachment hearings after what Mother had recently put me through during an Edgar Allan Poe festival in the hamlet of Antigua, chronicled in Antiques Raven. Just tell the truth, I replied, as if I were rooting for her. I'm not necessarily a bad daughter, but I feared what kind of trouble she might get herself, all right, us, into. I mean, there was a literal shotgun in back and a stun gun on her duty belt. Mother's head swiveled toward me. Dear, I always tell the truth. When I guffawed, she qualified her statement with, except about my age, which is no one's business but my own. We had arrived downtown at the courthouse, where I found a parking spot in front. As we exited the vehicle, Mother, carrying a large tote bag, said, it's so nice being an official, not having to feed a meter anymore. Actually, Mother had never fed a meter in her life, not with coins, anyway. She bought cheap aluminum flat washers by the gross by way of protesting the man. Of course, now she was the woman. The county courthouse, built in the 1880s, was a three-story edifice of Grecian grandeur, whose cream-colored limestone bricks, columns, and clock tower reminded me of a big wedding cake, albeit a stale one. For years, numbskulls, Mother's word, one of her favorites, had attempted to have the unair-conditioned building torn down and replaced with a modern institutional monstrosity. But so far, Mother and her friends at the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?